you'd call that. And it was rather, it dried out easily and cracked.
But sure, yeah.
And it wasn't easily tilled.
No.
But in front here, about half of these fields was some of the best, I guess you'd call it loam or what, I'm not, it was a sort of a soft soil and easily tilled and was very rich. Of course, you see right here from the front, clean the back to where that woods is, there's a drop of about 15 feet. Don't seem that from here, but it's almost 10 or 12 to 15 feet. It's like a roof, yet it don't seem that way. You see the river, the original course of the river, a river that tends to deposit the closer to the banks of the river, you understand? And as you get further away from the main channel of the river, the deposits thin out, you understand? Therefore, that's what made it higher, right close to the banks of the river, you understand?
Yeah. Now, the kind of land you had that was, you'd have to plow it late in the spring, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That was just what? That was called, well, did you have that type of land, you know, that was that wasn't good for anything, maybe for raising grass?
No, around here, most all the land you could plant something and raise something. Mm-hmm. Or some of it was not as good as others.
Yeah.
Now you might have had some swampy lands here.
Yeah.
In some spots. Now that's the problem you met. But like you meet in the hill country where you could not cultivate, you just, if you cleared that land, you could cultivate most of it except for the low parts that were swampy.
Yeah. That was called what?
Swampland.
Yeah, swampland.
And you take, when you get back here, about a mile and a half, there's a drainage canal, but that runs through the bottom, you see, where it comes to, like I told you, it slopes from each side. That's a swampy section.
Yeah, that's bottom.
Bottom land.
Yeah.
And all the drainage flows into that.
Well, other kind of land, a place, let's see now, this land is mostly higher than the other land, right? Do you got any land that has water standing in it most of the year?
No, not along here.
Yeah.
We have good drainage here.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go down, before you hit water here, you have to go down 20 or 30 feet. Right here?
Yeah.
And if you have a big rain, a flood rain, it drains right off. Drains right down the roof. Inside of half an hour, it's just as dry as it is now. I don't mean the ground is dry, but I mean there's no water that stands on it.
Yeah. Now, a place out in the woods where water would stand a long time would be called you ever hear of a, you said a swamp, you know what a slough is? Or a...
Well, the term slough is not used too much around here.
Yeah.
They speak of swampy, a bottom land, you understand?
Yeah.
Different sections have different terms, you understand?
Okay. Now, what about what about the type of water you have around here? You got the False River over there.
Yeah.
You got any other kind of places where water flows around here?
No, False River is the only, nothing comes.
You got Buckhorn place or some kind of Buckhorn or something like that around here?
No, the only other water we have around here is rainwater. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The Mississippi, the levee walls it all off, you see?
Where does the water come from that goes into the... Have you got any places around along your land where water flows?
No.
Any back there?
Yeah, it does flow after rain, you understand?
Uh-huh.
But that's way in the back is a big canal, which is a drainage canal.
Uh-huh.
And that goes into what we call Grosstede Bayou. And Grosstede Bayou feeds into Plaquemine Bayou.